Today we'd like to see the title of the least of these in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 46. To another was sold through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verse 3, those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? In verse 40, and the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? In verse 46, question 3, and these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. What does it mean? And how can you apply it to our present lives? In the last time of Matthew 24, 46, 51, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom has his master made a ruler of his household to give them food in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him into two, appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. Lord is returning unexpectedly. Jesus' warning purpose for us as faithful and wise servants of Christ. Today, like the great wickedness deeds of Noah, is not to calculate a precise date of his return, but always to watch for and to be ready for his return. A parable is a story to explain an issue. We might get all kinds of fanciful truth out of the parable by symbolizing with the symbols even not stated in the scripture. But many times we lose the basic meaning of the scripture. We adopt the literal interpretation unless any symbols are stated in the scripture. Here, 18, verses 1 to 13, the parable of the 10 virgins with the lamps. Verses 1 and 2, then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now the 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish, in other words, unwise. 1 and 2, the kingdom of heaven is like 5 wise virgins and 5 foolish virgins to meet the bridegrooms. Then verse 3, question 1, those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. This is context, meaning, and application we see. When the 10 virgins came back, did they now have the oil, and were their lamps burning? The main purpose of the parable is just to be watchful and ready any time for his return. The wisdom of the wise virgin who have a holy fear of the Lord is the applicable under the word of God. The one who practices lawlessness, the violation of his word, is foolish. The oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, the anointing oil. So the foolish virgins were neither watchful nor ready any time for His return. That is not by living in the Spirit. So we need to be working in the Spirit, be living in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit that He really provides for us, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. Being watchful and ready anytime for His return, according to His word. That's a cross-reference right here. That is our learning. Verses 4 to 13. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lampers, but while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lampers, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lampers are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know what therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." The five virgins who were watchful and ready with the lampers filled with oil for the bridegroom's coming met him at the unexpected time. Here at midnight, while the other five foolish virgins were too late to meet him when they bought the extra oil, Then 14:30, the parable of talents right here, 14. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. An owner entrusted his own goods to his own servants during his travel. The servants and goods were owned by the owner in the first place. He owned servants, so he's the owner's goods entrusted. Servants of Christ requires faithfulness as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Now that's cross-reference right here. 15 up to 18. And to one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the five talents went and traded with them and made another five talents, 100% gains. And likewise he who had received two gains, two more also, 100% gained too, but he who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. The given five talent one was to ten talent his own ability. That ability also given by the owner in the first place. Two talent one to four talent in his own ability, and one talent one to one talent in the dug ground. The first two servants handled or managed the entrusted goods well for his 100% gain, for 100% of 100% output. The talents represent the energy sources given by God, such as goods, ability, life, time, gift, and other resources in the first place. It's right there. Everything is coming from God. You know. 19 up to 21. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came, bought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents. His Lord said, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into joy over your Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. After a long time, the servant was required to give an account to the Lord for what the Lord had given to them. The given 5 talents one was commanded for 5 more as well done, good and faithful servant by the Lord, as how much well he managed, not how much he had. The Lord promised to make him ruler of many things and to enter into joy of the Lord. Here, we, the servant of Christ, will be required to give an account to the Lord for what you have done through fire with what God had given to us before the judgment of the seat of Christ. So we should walk by faith and manage well whatever given things faithfully to please the Lord. That's good in the sight of the Lord. Then the more things may be entrusted to us who may join joyfully in the kingdom of God. So kingdom of God is really, you know, the joyful place is the kingdom of God. That cross reference right there. So 23, here 22, he also had received 2 talents, came, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. Also 100% output. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into joy over your Lord. The given 2 talents one was given the same commendation for 2 more as the 5 talents one, 5 for more. As how much well they managed each double portion gain, like a poor widow for 2 mite offering, not the issue of a bountiful the output, bountiful. That's a cross reference right here. Verse 24, 25. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered the seed. And I was afraid, when went and hid your talent in the ground. Look there, you have what is yours. The given 1 talent one had excuses. He lay excused his laziness on the basis of a fearful misconception of the Lord by blaming him as a hard man. Jesus' yoke is easy, and his burden, his duty to manage well 1 talent owed to him is light. And so he is gentle, not hard, and lowly in heart. or humble. Once you trust Him, He or His Spirit works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Cross-reference right there. You are just doing what's delightful. It's not hard. 26:29. But his Lord answered and said to him, "You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered the seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have output, you know, biggest of lazy, even what he has will be taken away. To give 1 talent to one was rebuked by the Lord, "You wicked and lazy servant, because he justified his non-fusions due to laziness, no gathering where seed not sown. By blaming his Lord as a hard Lord, laziness or slothfulness causes great destruction, suffering hunger, or dislike to bring the prepared food back to his mouth with excuse of appearing lions in the street." Now that is a cross-reference right there. Dirty, and cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He was cast into the outer darkness, the place of for weeping and gnashing of teeth, or for despair place, the place of despair. That would be hell, or ultimately to lake of fire, the Gehenna, the cross reference right there. 31:46, the Son of Man to judge the nations. When the Son of Man came in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he would sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before. This is Jesus coming, written on their before him. He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goat. The Lord will come again to judge all the nations with holy angels. Then he separate them between sheep and goats, or believers and unbelievers. Sheep and goats together grow on the pasture, but are separated at shearing time. In Ezekiel also, this kind of separation was used, that right there. 33 up to 40, and he would set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king would say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, in as much as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me." The sheep of believers obeyed the second greatest commandment, to love their neighbor, the people in need, hungry, thirsty, naked, sick, and prisoner status. here, especially brothers in Christ first, in verse 45, to all in need as themselves. They were rewarded to inherit the kingdom of heaven into eternal life. God promises your favor to a prophet will be rewarded by him due to the prophet, while your favor to a righteous man who lives by faith will be rewarded by him due to his the righteous. Then 41:45. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire. To prepare this everlasting fire is Gehenna. And his angels, for I was hungry and you gave me no food, I was thirsty and you gave me no drink, I was a stranger, you did not take me in, naked and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, assuredly I say to you, in as much as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. The goats or unbelievers are cursed into the everlasting fire for the devil, his evil angels, due to their disregard of the people in need. They disobeyed the second greatest commandment, originated from the first greatest commandments. If they loved the Lord most truly, they would have loved the people in need, one of the least of these. Whoever claimed the belief over his word, including his word for salvation, but has no its consequent practice, is an unbelief or a dead belief. So that's a cross reference right here. The last question, and these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. In conclusion, the goats or unbelievers will go away into everlasting punishment, while the sheep or believers, as the righteous believers who live by faith, will go into the eternal life. So everyone is subject to his judgment in either way. We as believers should watch and ready for his return anytime today, as well as we as the seeds of the heavenly kingdom should endure the temptation and trials by terrors until his return. Terror is a wicked evil man. So we would judge ourselves that we would not be judged by him. It's a key for the spirit, let the life, daily life in the whole counsel of God. So that is the last question. So you may continue to keep on praying. The second edition, the book for is the public demand. So keep on praying for them. Solo spirit, for the perfect information to spread the word of God. Yeah. Also, we need to pray for Ukraine. Right now very cold, you know, Ukraine's the way involving, you know, particularly, you know, Christians, you know, in first priority, and then is the other, you know, the participant as well. So here,